It is with light and with pleasure that once again we address to you within the sanctuary of the centre. As we bring through this communication, this energy, we are able to use the sonics that have been created for the sonic energy itself, shall we say, is a medium for the transfer of energy into the earth plane. The sonics are the sound of the vibration that is made. And so it is not something that is audible to the physical ear, but it is something that can be heard through your spiritual perception. Just as one can perceive the energies of spirit by the vision, whether it be through colour or through form, it is another aspect of that perception that your higher consciousness has. And so the higher consciousness ultimately must work through your physical form. And so as you develop, as you evolve, you find that you are able to operate more through this higher consciousness, which does at many stages override the lower aspects of your consciousness or your mind within the physical form. And so this is the goal for all to achieve, is to achieve that state of consciousness where your highest aspect of your soul, your spirit, is able to work and live through your physical form. Now, this is a very natural state of being, and we're not saying to you that you don't already work through your higher consciousness, but the evolvement is the awareness of when you are working with your higher consciousness. It is the awareness of when you are working with your lower consciousness. And the lower consciousness is the part of yourself that generates thought and generates energy in regards to perhaps just your physical form and whatever need that may be for you. Within the physical world, you feel and you have a thought process around an energy that you call love. So this energy that you call love is but just the expression of what spirit is. And so in spirit terms or in spirit dimensions, it is not necessarily referred to as love as that particular word or as that particular concept, because all those attributes, all those qualities that you associate with love are the same qualities that are spirit. As you are in this physical form and you have relationships, then you start to form often a different concept of that love energy or that spirit energy. And it becomes often quite difficult for you to separate the emotional feeling of love with the spiritual energy of that particular form. So with the quality of energy that we are talking about, there is no varying degrees of it. And so in your physical form, you have often heard the terms that you are in love with someone, that you have unconditional love. These types of terms or references. But in reality, there is only one love or one spirit. And when you are a part of that yourself, then there is no difference. There are no different levels of it as such. It either is or it isn't. And it may sound a little bit black and white, but in reality, it is like that. It is either love or spirit, or it is not. And so this is the great quest that you are all upon, is to bring your consciousness to this awareness so that you can perceive the difference of when you are experiencing or surrounded by spirit or not. And your soul will always gravitate towards that spirit, because that is what it is made of. And as you have chosen to incarnate and to bring your individual spirit, which is an aspect of your soul energy, you have chosen to bring that into this physical dimension. You are bringing with it that link, that energy of that true spirit. And it is a great challenge that you all undertake to be able to live and to have the energy of that spirit working through you at all times. And it is not an impossible task. And there are many that have reached this state of consciousness. However, it does take lifetimes to achieve. But it is definitely the point or the pathway that within yourselves, your spirit knows and your spirit is striving for. And as you have taken on this form, this physical body, this physical mind, it is a part or an aspect of your soul consciousness. And once you have fulfilled your life purpose, this allows then this part of your spirit to reconnect once again with your soul consciousness. And for this to take place, the spirit, this individual spirit that you are representing now, must release from its physical form to return back to its soul consciousness. The same place that you released from to take on this physical form. And the purpose is for this to take place in its most natural way, without it being forced, without it being created in a way that perhaps you would create it from your own physical thought or your physical action, but in its natural cycle, that when you have reached that point of consciousness where you have fulfilled your purpose upon the earth plane for this period, for this stage of your experience, then that separation back to your soul has the opportunity to take place. And if you see it as such a natural occurrence, just as you would see that a birth into the physical is a natural occurrence, then this understanding, this awareness, this truth will greatly assist you when you reach that point of your own journey where you return back to that soul. And it is a wonderful experience. You are returning back to that energy that we have spoken of. But it is your purpose to allow that to take place naturally. And when we say naturally, in its own time. And when you incarnate, it is not necessary for you to know when that time is. For that would greatly inhibit your free will upon the earth plane. And so this is why that particular memory of the timing of your return is not made available to your consciousness. For all of you, not for all of you, but for the majority. There are some upon the earth plane that do retain that link of that part of the plan. And those ones have travelled many lifetimes and have arrived at a state of consciousness where they are able to fully accept this cycle of incarnating and returning. And so it is not an inhibiting knowing for them to know this, because they are fully living with spirit consciousness their life purpose. And it is a point of experience that all of you will reach as you evolve the consciousness of your spirit. And so we ask that on your life journey and all those different challenges and experiences that you are faced with, that you create and that you resolve, that you allow an inner peace to be a part of you in a way that it understands that the experience you are having is needed for you. It has a purpose. And if you can reach within yourself and connect with your higher consciousness, then that purpose will be revealed and it will be understood by you. And it is this understanding, it is this realization that brings about that state of inner peace, that state of balance, that state of courage that allows you to continue your pathway, that allows you to overcome those challenges, that allows you to grow and to shine fully and to use your energy fully whilst you are travelling your pathway in this physical world. And call upon your spirit, call upon your higher self, for that soul aspect has much knowledge, it has much experience, and a great energy that you are directly linked with. And so you have the full right to call upon your soul, call upon your higher consciousness and draw that energy towards yourself from within to make this life experience its fullest potential. For that is the program, that is the wish, that is the dream of spirit, is that you live a full life, that you live a life that has peace, that has harmony, and that has spirit. And you allow yourself to keep moving forward, forever growing in light, growing in your own vibration. For as you do that, you then start to link with all of those that are doing the same. And you start to realize that connection that everyone else has, just as you do yourselves. And as you realize this and understand this, you then start to realize how equal not only you are, but how equal everyone else is, and how everyone is the same in spirit. And we hope you have been able to use the energies that have been brought through in this meeting that you are having this night, and that it may assist you upon your pathway of greater awareness. So be it.